good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
No stress on over here. Good vibe, good energy. We no want no negativity around me, nah. Hear me now. Good vibe, good energy. We no want no negativity around me, nah. You gotta leave if the energy not right. We no need the negative vibes. Every day we celebrate life. In a good mood and the energy right. Friends and family, everything nice. The outside, grill them light. I saw it weep when we are all of vibes. Few drinks, calamari. Hagwan, holla at me. Music loud and the vibe got me. Just to the life of the party, yeah. No stress on over here. No stress on over here. Good vibe, good energy. We don't want the negativity around me, no. Smile on my face, on my feet, I saw me feel like a million bucks. Mood right, so I fill up my cup. I got something, something got me. No stress on over here. Good vibe, good energy. We don't want the negativity around me, no. Good vibe, good energy. We don't want the negativity around me, no.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from a seasoned gospel artist from out of Jamaica who has brought us big tunes from back in the days like I Wish Una Kid Stop Your Slackness. Man, that tune there was bad. Then he also brought us music like Jesus Is Bigger featuring his brother Jason Mighty and so much more. The one and only Prodigal Son. You know, Prodigal Son did take a little break from producing music, and he went into, you know, more promoting artists, and you know, he's back. You know, he was one of the guys that were very influential in the career of DJ Nicholas. You know, that's how I got to meet DJ Nicholas in Jamaica. At that time, he used to go by a different name, you know, but it's great to see him back doing music and, you know, what he really loved. He's all about ministry, and he's been doing, you know, a lot. You know, right now he's on tour, touring all over the place, promoting his latest release, and, you know, people are really loving him. They missed him. Sometime we got to go underground to come back up again. You know, but yeah, man, we miss you, Prodigal Son. Welcome back. You know, that's a bad tune right there. No stress zone, you know. Big up yourself, man. I can't wait to see the video, all right? Keep up the great work, bro, okay? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted and anointed songwriter, musician, producer, singer, and more, the pastor of a church with multiple locations, family man, and just downright good people, the multi-Grammy award-winning Smokey Norfolk. Pastor, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing incredible. Thank you so much for having me on. I was wondering who you were about to introduce. That's so much good.
Well, you know, you're not a multi-platinum selling artist for nothing. You.
Hey, Pastor Smokey, and welcome back to the Caribbean, an urban American gospel hit show. You know, Pastor Smokey, you've been singing for many years and written many songs that have impacted the lives of so many people over the years, you know. But tell us, out of all the songs you have recorded, which song you enjoy singing the most?
First of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And you know, secondly, I don't know that I can answer that question. That is a very, very difficult question. I'll tell you the one that has the most special value to me, and that's the one that I just released prior to this current single called I Still Have You. And it has the most value because it was written by myself and my son. So for that reason, it is for sure the most special song that I have released to me. But I can't say that I enjoy any of them, singing any of them more than the others, because I literally just enjoy every opportunity I have to sing or to minister to people in song.
That's awesome, man, you know. And that is what it's all about, you know, really enjoying it and blessing people at the same time, man. Good stuff.
Pastor, your latest single, In My Name, is sounding great and ministering so well. And big congratulations on your brand new album titled I Still Have You. Tell us about I Still Have You, brother.
Well, the project is done. It's been 10 years since I actually released the full CD. So, You know, to God be the glory for the privilege of doing so. My sons were the ones that drug me back out. And of course, once I started the process, it was just it was seamless, because it's what I enjoy. I definitely have a passion and a heart to do it, and it's an outlet for me to worship God. So to be able to offer to the rest of the world, let them enjoy what God is doing in my life, and for them to even respond the way that I've already gotten an incredible response. So to God, truly to God, be the glory for what he's done. You know, the project, they will laugh, they will cry, they will dance, they will party. It really is a journey, and the journey's destination is hope, healing, and empowerment. I think it's going to be consistent with my life, because that's what everything that I've done has done for others, is to provide them with hope, healing, and empowerment. But the messaging is what's constant. It does not change, and it's just the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Agreed. Agreed, my brother.
Pastor Smokey, there is a artist, a author, a radio personnel from out of Barbados, and she goes by the name of Crystal J. Paul, and she has a question for you.
Hello, I am Crystal J. Paul from beautiful Barbados. How have you managed to keep your authentic sound in a time when people are encouraging artists to roll with a trend?
Thanks, Crystal J, for the question. I appreciate it. It's not hard to do. You just be you. I mean, I don't know that there's any strategy or any intentionality behind it. And, of course, I do me better than anybody could ever do me. So I've just maintained the course. And I love what God has favored me to be able to accomplish in ministry and music. And so I do the best that I can. And I work very hard to present excellence for him, for his glory. And so whenever I'm doing that, I'm in my best place. I have tried the contrived, the trend, the trendy, and it just did not work. It was a failure. It was a flop. And so I made a determination very, very early on that I would stick to what I am assigned to do. And I know that's where the oil flows. And so that's what I've done.
Hallelujah. You still have three churches. I mean, two in the Chicago area and one in the Atlanta area. You haven't gotten another church added to those churches, have you?
Well, no, we do have other churches around the country. Victory City, Birmingham, Inspiration Church in Houston. I don't personally cover those campuses. I have pastors that are there, but those are part of our church network. So, yeah, we have others around the country also.
Wow. So, like, you're like an apostle and a bishop then.
They want to call me that. I'm trying to get used to being pastor after 19 years.
We certainly appreciate you sticking with the Lord, man, and blessing everybody, man.
For real, Mike, you know, he is being consistent, and we really appreciate him here in the Bahamas and all over the world. And it's always great to have you here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Keep up the great work, Pastor. We appreciate you. We love you. Keep doing well, okay? God bless you.
Landlord Mike D, I appreciate you guys so much for the support. You've been consistent, and I'm grateful that you would have me on today. To all my family in the Caribbean, to the islands, my family in Africa, my brothers and sisters in the diaspora, let me just tell you, I appreciate you guys. You're consistent. You've been with me for decades now. I can't believe it, but we've been riding together for a while. I just wanted to let you know I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for your continued support. And please include me and my family in your prayers, and we likewise be praying for you guys as well.
Power.
Smokey Norfo is praising God and sounding good in the neighborhood. His song, In My Name, that song is a remake of a song done years ago in the early 1990s by a popular choir out of Chicago, Illinois, called Reverend Milton Brunson's Thompson Community Singers, also known as the Tommies. Smokey says he wanted the younger generations to hear it, and so he recorded it and put it on his brand new album, the album titled I Still Have You. Smokey Norfo has been gifted in music since he was a child. Forever, really. He was forming melodies on his toy piano that was gifted to him when he was only 2 years old, playing piano and singing solos at his father's church when he was 4 years old, and was a guest featured artist on an album, his first recording, when he was only 10 years old. And we want to thank the multi-Grammy Award-winning Smokey Norfo for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, pastor's a songwriter, musician, singer, producer, and so much more. And I know you have enjoyed Smokey Norfo's music from way back.
Mike, it's always an honor to have the one and only Pastor Smokey Norfo on the show, man. He is such a jewel, a rare jewel in the kingdom of God, man. He's been feeding us for years, inspiring us for years. And so I'm always humbled, you know, to really sit down and, you know, just chop it up with him right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But anyway, Mike, we have an artist from out of Fort Worth, Texas, and she goes by the name of Tashe Sias. She is an amazing artist. She loves God, loves ministry. I want you guys to check out her latest track entitled, You Want It All For Me.
To give you praise, I will forever praise you for the rest of my days. You want it all for me.
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 Hey, you want it all for me.
You want it all for me.
You want it all for me.
You want it all.
Hey, you want it all for me.
You want it all for me.
You want it all for me. This heart of mine was dying to be free, and now I'm singing by the blood of victory.
Oh.
Landlord, sisters and brothers sang the gospel all around the world. Tashe is praising the Lord.
Yeah, Mike. You know, Tashe is doing it, man. You know, with her latest track entitled, You Want It All For Me. You know, Tashe is from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. She's a good vocal coach and CEO of TVL record label. You know, she has been singing for many years and she loves the Lord. And it's always great to have amazing artists like Tashe right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we just wish you all the best, Tashe. You just keep up the great work that you're doing, okay? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, there are some extremely negative people in the world with all kinds of negative energy and negative vibes. Albert Einstein once said, "Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution."
For real, Mike, you know, that right there is so powerful. And that is why we got to continue to stay positive. Good stuff, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international multi-award winning pastor, Smokey Norfolk, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for hanging out with us and chilling out with us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next is a gospel rap artist that was born in Nassau, but he grew up on Crooked Island. It's a small island in the Bahamas, and he goes by the name of 180. His sound and lyrics connects to the struggles and the triumph of everyday people. I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I hope you guys check him out on YouTube and support him, all right? You know, it's always great to highlight young and upcoming artists right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Check out his latest track entitled Rare View. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Chill.
Star Verse Production.
Staring out the rear view, I had those murky days. Couldn't see a light, I thought it'd never change. But now I got a clear view, the sky's bright and blue. Whole new perspective, the world's a different hue. Used to be small, trapped inside myself. Couldn't see beyond the walls, I kept it to myself. But now my eyes are open, the view was crystal clear. Bigger than I ever knew, no more living in fear. Staring through that rear view, seeing everything clear. Used to be so clouded, living trapped in all my fears. But now my mind is open, the world is in my grasp. Ain't no limits holding me back, I'm breaking free to last.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Had murky days, but now I really got a clear view. Clear sky, clear view, everything brand new. Seeing from perspectives bigger than the whole world view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Had murky days, but now I really got a clear view. Clear sky, clear view, everything brand new. Seeing from perspectives bigger than the whole world view.
I used to be so lost, I couldn't find my way. Wandering in the dark, thoughts going astray. Felt like I was trapped with no light to guide me through. I couldn't see the path, didn't know what I should do. But then I found a light, the answers came to me. This whole new perspective, it sets my spirit free. No more clouded vision, the truth is crystal clear. All the things I was missing, they finally apparent. Felt small. small, but now there's nothing that I can't attack. Feeling limitless, so we know holding back. Now I'm moving forward, it ain't no stopping me. Journey's just beginning, this is how it's supposed to be.
They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Had murky days, but now I really got a clear view. Clear sky, clear view, everything brand new. Seeing from perspectives bigger than the whole world view. They got me staring at the world through my rear view. Had murky days, but now I really got a clear view. Clear sky, clear view, everything brand new. Seeing from perspectives bigger than the whole world view.
Where you at, East Coast? We going to the DMV.
It's good to be alive, but it's best to live. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's good to be alive, but it's best to live. And guess what? That's what he...